Castology.
This is Castology, the podcast where we give you all the podcast recommendations that you ever need. You don't need to go anywhere else. Just listen to us.
Nowhere else.
Nowhere else.
I find
we
you.
Have everything.
Yeah.
I am one of your castologists, CNC Weber. Here with me is
Liz Best
and
Nick Bleeker.
How are you? How are you all feeling?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Sort of. I mean,
lots of energy at the table tonight.
Look, it's been a long year, she says in February. It's been a really long year.
Yes, I agree. Time, please stop.
Just like if you could just stop for like even maybe one day per week so that we could have like one extra day of actual rest rather than this fake 2-day weekend bullshit where the first day you're like so busy coming down from the week of crazy and then on the Sunday you're like, holy shit, I did nothing yesterday, here's all my life.
Yeah,
it's just not fair.
3-day work week. Finland's got it right.
Finland knows what they're doing.
Finland is the I'm hoping to go to Finland by the end of the year. I think we're doing it for a family trip and I'm going to be very jealous of their lifestyle.
Not living.
No. Yes, I'm moving to Finland. Screw you all. A goodbye. We shall be doing this by phone.
All right. So what we do here is each week we bring a recommendation to the table of a podcast that we think everyone else should be listening to. And then after that, we review the podcast that we recommended last week. So who has a podcast that they would like to recommend this week?
Zane, I have two.
That's cheating.
Rude.
I have two podcasts on the same topic.
Okay.
So this is something that I kind of thought I've wanted to do this for a while because there's a lot of podcasts that pop up on the same topics every now and then. So because I'm a glutton for punishment and because there was such a glut of podcasts on Jeffrey Epstein.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
I have picked two podcasts on Epstein for you to compare and contrast and say what you liked about them and what you didn't like about them and which one reigns supreme.
I'm going to get a little bit angry right now.
Please do.
Why is Epstein just suddenly such a big topic when in 2016 he was already convicted of pedophilia and known ties to all of the politicians that were running in the election? But yes, I look forward to listening to these podcasts and hearing all about that again.
Because he committed suicide. That's my vocal version of quote marks. He died by his own hand conspiracy.
So you've picked two of these.
I've picked two. Yeah. The original two that I picked. So the first one I picked was The Mysterious Mr. Epstein, which is a Wondery podcast. You know me, you know Wondery.
Mm-hmm.
The other one I wanted to pick is a podcast that they've been advertising it for about 3 months and never released an episode. So I'm wondering whether it's caught up in some sort of legal issue. So it was called The Epstein I Knew, and it was supposed to be a first-hand account of someone who actually knew Epstein quite well through CNN.
Right.
That still never came out, even though I put this on my list months and months and months ago. So I swapped it to Broken, : Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay.
Now, the Wondery one is a more chronological storytelling-y kind of a podcast. It's kind of takes you back to Epstein's, I guess, horrific origin story.
Is it Wondery style?
Very Wondery style. So it's very storytelling-y and you know, like a narrator doing most of the work of kind of taking you where they want you to go in this, you know, in a chronological, here's how he became the fuck stain that he was.
Yeah. Do they use that word?
They don't, but everyone should.
I think we just insert that word ourselves.
So it's hosted by Lindsey Graham from American Scandal. And of course, Wondery did Dirty John and all those other great crimey kinds of podcasts. So that one, all episodes are about 20 to 40 minutes long. There are 6 episodes and then there is a 7th episode bonus. So 6 episodes of the story and a 7th episode that is the host talking to Jim Clemente, who is a criminal profiler from Real Crime Profile, which is another podcast I love, just about the whole Epstein saga. I quite like when they do those interviews at the end. Now, Broken is by 3 Uncanny 4 studio, I guess. So their team includes Adam McKay, the Oscar-winning filmmaker behind The Big Short and Vice.
Right.
So this one is more about... It's still about Epstein, but they've got a lot of interviews with a lot of experts who were on the scene at the time, a lot of investigative journalists, a lot of people who were involved with Epstein. And it looks at more of the intricacies of his crimes and now whether his... There was a really interesting episode on whether his victims can sue his estate because he's got so much tied up in the Virgin Islands, but then looking at the intricacies of, well, his money was a proceed of crime, so if they can argue that, then maybe they can pull it back to the States. Yeah. And it's just a lot more kind of on like Ghislaine Maxwell and all of the things surrounding his case. Yeah. Now that he has died by his own hand. So that one, it kind of took a very different vibe, I thought. It's more about the events, the people, and the broken system itself. Yep. Rather than the man. So that one is, there are about 30 minutes to an hour for those episodes.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm interested to kind of see which approach you guys resonate with better, or if you hate them both.
I don't think I'll hate them both. I think they'll both make me incredibly angry.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I'm already
full on
pre-angry.
Yeah. It's infuriating. Like, it's full on. You get angry at the man, the system, the people who allowed it, the rich pricks that got away with this shit. Like,
and continue to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Because people die and footage gets lost, and it just happens.
It just happens.
I don't know how it happened, you guys. Yeah. I don't know. So that's my two.
I have listened to Broken. I've listened to the whole thing. So full disclosure, like, I will be just comparing it. But yeah, Broken is very much of like the investigative journalism route. So I'm excited to see how Wondery handles it from a storytelling perspective. So yeah.
Cool.
I'm also getting angry too.
Mm-hmm. We're all just sitting here like prickling at the table.
I just want to yell about Jeffrey Epstein for a minute. It's fine. I'll do it later.
We'll do it in the reviews.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Nick, what have you got for us?
I'm going to be recommending Land of the Giants from Recode, which is, it's kind of like this. It's a series at the moment that's covering the big tech giants over in Silicon Valley. So the first season is about Amazon. And that's the only season that's out currently. And essentially what it's all about is the effects of Amazon leaving a town, the effects of automation in the workforce. Basically Jeff Bezos, however you say, Tarzos, whatever.
Bezos.
So it's Bozo. Very, it's short.
Definitely
it's Jeff Bezos. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get sued. but it talks about the origins of Amazon, but also its workflow, business practices and stuff like that. I found it really intriguing learning a little bit more about, I think the most fascinating thing for me is Amazon's effect on communities when it implants itself on a community and then it leaves that community. So there's a few episodes there that cover that, which are very...
I'm going to have a triggered
week. Such
an
angry making.
Sorry.
Why do we do
really
this?
Good though. We're finally the most infuriating podcast.
I know.
I mean, again, all very important podcasts.
Super important.
Things to learn about, but oh... Whew,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you guys at home, you can pace yourself. Like, if you want to listen to one of them this week and then, like, wait a month, you feel free to do that. Unlike us who have to cram them before we do the reviews episode.
But yeah, this one's going into Facebook, Apple, Netflix, and Google, as well as Amazon. So I don't think they've got, like, a roadmap of what's going to come.
Facebook.
But those are the
Amazon's
big five.
Where they're starting.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So they released Amazon over the course of, like, a month, and then they're on a break, and now they're releasing stuff later this year to cover those big tech giants. But Amazon was the big start. So, yeah. Land of the Giants.
Facebook is already making me angry.
Oh, I'm sure this one's going to piss you off. It's going to be great.
Great. Sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm so loving it.
Well, I have a podcast that won't piss you off because it's a big podcast about pretty much nothing.
How can you say that won't piss me off?
Because...
Are you getting on the niche wagon?
I am.
Okay. Oh. What have we done? What have we done?
Yeah, you inflicted containers and laundry on me.
Hey, the podcast for laundry was actual comedy, just not your style of comedy.
Yeah, yeah. So this is my style of comedy.
Oh, no.
So have fun with that, Liz. Now, I dug deep to find the most niche podcast I possibly could.
And no I pun think, intended on the dug deep.
No pun okay. intended, but it applies. So I have a podcast by and for stone clearers.
What the fuck is a stone clearer?
Is this actually like, is this a legit... Like
yeah, it's job. A
hobby. Are we talking like machinery that just like clears?
No, 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 no.
That's
no.
a thing people can use now, you know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But why would you want to do it that way? So stone clearing is a hobby that some people in Britain have, where they go for walks uh-huh. through fields and mm-hmm. things and clear the stones to put them to better use, like making boundary walls or, you know, garden things. And so this podcast is
called... Do they make fucking containers out of them? Because Jesus, I'd kill myself.
They can't make containers out of stone, Liz. Did you not listen to the podcast?
No, I didn't because it was shit.
So this is called Stone Clearing with Richard Herring. Richard Herring is a comedian and a writer and et cetera. Right. But this is his...
Is he though?
He is. He's written things and he's, appears as a comedian on okay. things.
Look,
But rocks. This is his hobby. Mm-hmm. On a Sunday, he'll usually take his dog out for a walk and his goal is to clear this big paddock of rocks down to a depth of 2 meters.
I tried really hard to keep, be as straight faced as possible at the same time.
I think you should regret starting a competition and not including me from the start because I was always going to come in and win.
This sounds like a very strong submission.
He's calling us out, Nick. We've got to team up and go more niche.
All right, here we go.
Stretch it out. We got this.
So all jokes aside, I actually quite like this podcast as a relaxation
Nick liked
technique.
Containers too.
Yeah, that's fair.
Nick's giving me the finger.
And I will say, like, it is... If you listen to podcasts for information, you're not going to like this podcast. This is a very...
So this is like old Patrick's worst fucking nightmare.
Oh, yes.
We should have got him into guest just so he could be yeah, forced to listen
yeah.
to
it. Like he would listen to podcasts at 1.75 or 1.8, I think he got to, yeah. times speed because he wanted to mainline information into his brain. If there's no info, what he'd just be like...
Because this is literally just a stream of conscious recording of this fellow clearing rocks, rocks.
Is it just like, oh, here's a nice rock? Pretty round. Oh, this one's a little bit more round.
Is there like, yeah. but there's like no, you know how you said there's like no information? Is there like, you know, information?
He's talking and yeah, he talks yeah. about the rocks and what he's going to do with them or whatever. But also like he starts to talk about like what he's doing and yeah. like his own personal philosophies and little comedy bits. Like it's not jam-packed and it is just a recording of however long he spends clearing rocks. released as a podcast for, as advice and a companion piece for other people to encourage them to stone clear. Now, it is very important that him doing this is a secret. He doesn't have a permit to do this. He's on council property.
Maybe not telling the world about it, question mark?
I mean, he's releasing a podcast.
I feel
but,
like you're
yeah.
betraying him by giving it airtime on our podcast to all of our, you know, thousands of listeners.
Something has to be done.
Yeah, we're going to stop
he's
it.
He's a menace.
I know. I could not let the insult of containers and laundry go unanswered from Zane.
I stand by laundry and I always will.
Stand by containers. I stand in containers and on top of containers. Okay, so...
So the name of the podcast is Stone Clearing with Richard Herring. The episodes are usually around an hour, sometimes a little bit over, sometimes a little bit under. Mm. Yeah, and it's basically just a guy talking to himself and sometimes his dog as he walks through clearing stones. Sometimes there are guests, like mm-hmm. local people that he meets along the way. Yeah.
Do they say hi and let their dogs sniff each other's butts and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yep.
Now that's a niche podcast.
Yes. Oh my God, Nick, I forgot to talk about at the start of the episode about how I went to Perth and I saw all your favourite things.
Oh yes.
So many shipping containers. And then there was even an exhibition on how yep. shipping containers were just the magic that changed the world.
Yeah.
I kept sending Nick, I'm here and you're not. This is terrible and I'm not going.
Meanwhile, I'm on the couch being like,
oh, damn it.
Wish I was in Perth.
All yeah. right. Let's get on to the review
sure.
of last week's podcasts.
Sure.
So I think we should start with... I think we're going to start with Liz again.
I don't remember what I recommended.
Last week...
Was it Other People's Lives? No, that was...
No, mine. No. last week you recommended The Beauty Brains.
Oh, that's right. My science guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so The Beauty Brains is a podcast that basically started out with two guys, and now it's a guy and a girl, chatting about what goes into your beauty products, what marketing guff you should believe, what marketing guff you shouldn't believe, and kind of sometimes they answer rapid fire questions, sometimes they talk at length about a topic, but it's all about kind of so you know what you're putting on your face and whether you need to spend that $150 on a moisturizer that has a dupe for $30 or not. Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's really good, really useful, really interesting. I don't usually spend many dollars on beauty products, so it's not particularly essential to me, but if you do, like this is a great trove of information and knowledge that's really easy to access.
I'm super addicted to beauty products, so I found this very... I was like, oh, that expensive thing I bought wasn't worth it. That's good to know.
But I feel like this is like... this is not at all up my alley whatsoever.
No, and I didn't think it would be up either of your alleys.
No, but in saying that, the science side of things of it had me very like captivated because I think that I actually recommended this to a few people that I know that really love makeup and
good. Beauty products
because... I found it, I was like, I feel like this is a really good alternative to what you would probably get in terms of like a mainstream beauty podcast where they don't really talk about the scientific side of things. Like one of the episodes I listened to was using beer as a, I think it was a shampoo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great. I love beer. So perfect. Yes. But also like they broke it down into science, which I thought was incredibly interesting. And I thought this is kind of one of the things that I'd want to recommend to friends of mine who... they're always talking about makeup and always looking at makeup and beauty products and all that sort of stuff. But having this alternative thing to make them question whether that what they're doing and what they're getting, I think it's really good as an alternative for that. So, yeah, I think there's that. It's
also
good.
Also, it's not trying to sell you anything.
Exactly. No, it really is. This is what I love about it. It's not – and you know that they've not been, like, influenced into anything. Yeah. So when influencers are like, oh, my God, look at this palette. The pigmentation's amazing. When in reality they've been given the palette for free and they just have to say whatever's good.
Yeah.
This is a – they'll just tell you the science. And there are businesses. There's a business in Brisbane that does this now that will just like a woman will come and tell you what all of the ingredients in the back of your stuff means and go shopping with you in Mecca and stuff like that. Like it's a hole in the market that I'm so happy that someone's filling because goddamn, who knows what those four syllable words on the back of some creams mean?
Yeah, because there's like a laundry list of different kind of shit on the back of these. And I'm like, what the hell is half of this? Like,
and they've got a really great episode that I just listened to on SPF because people were asking on whether you could like how do you apply like SPF over your makeup throughout the day? Like, how do you reapply? And they're like, well, they tell you to reapply so that you'll use more product because mostly if you're not sweating it off, it's going to work all day. If you're not swimming it off, it's going to work all day. You don't actually have to reapply.
Oh, shit.
And most, they tell, the scientists like, yeah, they tell most people to reapply just because they wouldn't have put on enough the first go as well.
Yeah, that's true. Like, so, I'm probably guilty of that. I think everyone's guilty
of that.
Yeah,
so the whole reapply face, your face sunscreen every 2 hours. If you haven't sweated or swam and you put enough on to start with, you don't need to. It's great.
Yeah. It's a great podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, if cool. you're interested in it and you use cosmetics regularly, I think, you can't go past it.
It's not my thing at all, but I just felt compelled to send it to other people to listen to that I knew that would be interested in it because I was just like, this is a complete swerve in terms of what I expected out of a podcast that talks about beauty products.
And if there's a specific product that you want to look up, you can actually just Google on their website. Search on their website. I hate that that's a verb now. To see, like, I wanted to know whether a stupidly expensive brand of moisturizer that I was gifted actually was worth me repurchasing. And they had a whole episode devoted to it and the marketing claims by it. And I was like,
was it like the specific product itself?
Yes. Wow. So they do things on specific brands and specific products there as well that you can search.
I would like this to be done for more brands of
food.
Things. Yeah.
Additives.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, let's go to mine because I think we're going to talk a lot about NYX. So mine, I recommended The History of Witchcraft, which is a currently ended but might come back podcast.
Like witchcraft Run itself. Out.
Like witchcraft itself. But it says witches did not exist. Mm-hmm. So it's really just people who were persecuting others. And it goes really in depth on quite on the different times and kinds of witchcraft that have been around throughout the millennia. So what did you guys think?
You first.
Again, I'm probably the same ilk of as I was with the beauty brands. I'm really not my thing. I only listened to the Salem, Massachusetts episode, which mainly just because I was like, oh, I know about that. Yeah. And I want to know more about that.
Yeah.
Which I think this is a really good podcast for that. If there's specific things that you're looking for and you're like, oh, Salem, Massachusetts, here's something new that it's not reading off the Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
I think this is it for that. I don't know, but I don't know. It just didn't really click with me as much as I thought it would. I have to say their like referencing and their research is incredibly well done. And I honestly did not realize that there would be 44 episodes worth of witchcraft to talk about, but there is.
Because people are trash.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I just don't know if it's just because witchcraft is just not my thing at all, but I didn't really connect with this.
I mean, it is a bit dry.
It is, yeah. I feel like the host is a bit dry.
A lot doesn't put a lot of effort into making it entertaining, like I think like someone like Wondery would.
Yeah.
But we've had dry hosts before and still been really into the subject matter. So I listened to half of episode one, went nah. Half of episode two, went nah. Three, dove head first.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't know what it was, whether it was my mood or whether the subject matter got more interesting for me, but
yeah.
I listened to episode three and four in the end, and I really enjoyed those. I think three was when they actually started getting into the persecutions and talking about people claiming that sleep paralysis was a witch pressing you in the middle of the night and stuff like that. And then listening to people's petty, vindictive natures just because, well, that person said something mean to me at the market, so kill her.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So that's when it got interesting for me. I think a lot of the really old, ancient-y, witchcrafty stuff, I'm more interested in the psychology of the people who fucked with people claiming witchcraft than the actual... Yeah, so I think, again, I would like to go look at the Salem one because I have done the Crucible and I have a bit of interest in it because I had to research the shit out of it.
In the Salem one that you listened to, did Scott mention the theory of the like poisoned bread or the...
Yes.
Because that's the one, I took away from this is like the EGOT is just... Oh, no, what is it called? It's some starts with E. That is absolutely not a cause for the witch trials.
Yeah.
Basically causing mass hysteria and people going out of their minds. It's like, no, this happened because people wanted to pick on other people and then other people got involved and
wanted their land
and it just got too big
too fast.
Yeah. It was a fad.
Yep.
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 People are trash.
People are trash. So, yeah, I think if you're not vibing a particular episode, nope out and try another because it worked for me.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, it's definitely pick your poison sort of thing, I think, because that's what I did. I was just like, ooh, Salem, Massachusetts. I know about that, but this is probably going to tell me something else that I don't know. And it was good. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of people being trash, Hunting Warhead, Nick.
I am really sorry. Starting off.
Look, yeah.
So what is Hunting Warhead?
So Hunting Warhead is a limited series from the CBC and VG, which is a Norwegian magazine newspaper. And it basically is talking about taking down a criminal network and the dark web and child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's only six episodes. It is an investigative journalism podcast. It is... Like I said last week, it is one that's very strong and hard to listen to. So what did you guys think?
This is a good podcast. This is a podcast that I was not in a good headspace to listen to this last week. Even with all of the true crime that I listen to, 90% of the time if it's a kid crime, I'll skip it because it just makes me too upset.
Yeah.
So this really upset me a lot. But I tried to listen to it by going, okay, let's think about production values. Let's think about the questions that are being asked, the people that are being interviewed. And in those aspects, I think it's a well-researched, well-done podcast that at the same time as depressing the fuck out of me, actually gives me hope that people are being able to track these people down and know what they accessed, where they accessed it, like, and figure out the psyche behind the people that do this so that they can profile in the future, I guess.
Yeah. How many episodes did you listen to?
Three quarters of one episode. I think that's, really upset.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that because it is incredibly heavy from day dot.
Yeah. 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 No easing in. I just was like, wow.
After the first couple, it moves on from the child abuse material and gets into the investigative practices and the criminal activity outside of the child abuse. I listened to all of it. I got onto this early because I knew that I would have to pace it for myself as well. Really good podcast. Production value is very good. I found that they repeated themselves a lot because, and I think that they're assuming that people aren't going to binge listen to it, which
and they're
going to
nope out of a few episodes and then back in again.
It's just because I was paying attention to the details. I was like, okay, so we've heard this three times now. I don't think we need to. But the most interesting part of this was why they brought it to Queensland, because Queensland played a big role in it, and it's because our government was willing to basically just lax the laws around what the Queensland government, the Queensland Police Force was allowed to do in relation to basically criminal justice on the internet.
Yeah.
So tracking people's activities is what you're saying.
Also impersonating criminals and keeping the site up and running so that they can get more information.
Yeah.
So it actually kind of implicated people, police officers, into committing these crimes in order that other people committed crimes and they could gather their data. Because the host...
Can you argue entrapment for that?
Well, that's the way they brought it to Queensland, because it's legal in Queensland.
Entrapment is legal in Queensland.
Yeah. That specific kind of entrapment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Queensland has the most lax laws, apparently, in the world. Why when moved from Norway to Queensland.
Yeah. From a personal freedoms point of view, that sucks. But from a getting people who are doing really bad shit, that's good.
And it does delve a little bit into
What episode is that?
I think that was two. Two?
I think it was two.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember, because it's kind of like treated as a reveal almost.
Yeah.
Because there's, I mean, those are listening, it's
so what you're
really
saying,
spoiler alert,
you just fucked it up for everyone.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I don't think that
I don't think
it
you can spoil it,
up,
to be honest, because even then, just listening to it, knowing that, it's still surprising. Because
I knew that this case had come, Queensland Police had something to do with it, because it made the media at the time. It was just the reasoning why the Queensland Police were involved at the time. And then they talked to the police and kind of go through like the effect that it had on them and what the job kind of is for them. And so it is more expansive than just focusing on the child abuse. It's hard to separate it from the rest of that content.
I wish that I could find out more about the interesting stuff without hearing the kids stuff.
I feel like
maybe in a few weeks when I'm in a better headspace, but I'm just like, I was already like Jeffrey Epstein'd up, and then in a couple of weeks you'll see what else I'm recommending that I shoved into my brain that was probably not a good idea to do all of them at once.
I mean, for me, I found the intricacies of the police work and them discussing how it worked. That, to me, for this, was like, oh my God, this is just phenomenal.
Well, if you want to kind of give yourself a refresher and go, Liz, maybe episode 5 or 6 or something where it's not too kid heavy for me off mic, that'd be really good because I'd be interested in listening to it. I just couldn't. Yeah.
I mean, I think that was probably the big reason that I recommended it rather than the true crime of the child abuse. Yeah. It was more along the lines of the actual detective work.
Yes.
And the dark web and the connections and blah, blah, blah. That stuff is incredibly fascinating.
Do you think podcasts such as this, as much as they bring information to the public, that they then risk having criminals know too much about the methods that they use in the future?
Well, they were talking about it on the podcast, like the criminals already knew.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why there were specific markers that they were looking for to see if the police had taken over the site.
But now they know
And again, this was 5 years ago.
3 years ago, 2017, yeah. So, but I mean, if you put it in the context of the police work where it's being done then, I imagine a lot of the police work that's being done now in this day and age, even like 3 years now, the game's changed.
Yeah.
So I imagine, like, in terms of what to look for, both police and perpetrator probably have different ways of changing things. They might learn some stuff from this, who knows? But yeah, I imagine just because it's so long ago now, in 3 years, but
in technological years,
technology, it exceeds growth and all that sort of shit.
So I've always thought that, like, I wonder where the true crime podcasts are just giving murderers ideas about how to get away with it.
I mean, sure, but no more than Law and Disorder, I would imagine.
Yeah.
What's that?
So that's it. And get ready for another angry episode next week.
I'm sorry, dear listeners.
If you do get a chance, listeners, if you don't want to go and listen to the podcast because of the material, I put in the show notes a link that's got a really handy sort of walkthrough of the timeline of events, how they did this, who's what, blah, 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 blah. So it's really, it's not just the podcast link. It's actually like a link to the magazine article that they did for the show that actually shows you all the shit. So yeah, it's really handy.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Okay, so that's been us. You can find us online on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. You can send us an email at castologypodcast@gmail.com, or if you want to submit your podcast, because next week we will be doing solely listener submissions.
Listener submission week.
So, if you want to submit that, you can do it over social media, or you can go to our website, thatsnotcanon.com/castology, and use the form on that site to submit either your podcast or a podcast that you're a fan of for us to listen to. We can't guarantee that it'll appear on the podcast, but I, at least, will definitely listen to it.
And I might, and Nick might, but Zane will definitely.
That's right.
Thanks, Zane.
We love you, Zane.
You're welcome. Also, recommend us to your workmates and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Please do, because we've got a crap load of listeners and not as many reviews as I would like.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take very long, and I'll be your best friend.
It does make us happy when we get reviews.
Yeah, and when we're listening to such sad, in-depth podcasts for you guys, we need a little bit of happiness. So please pass on just a moment of happiness to
we
us.
We rely on
week.
You for our emotional stability. So yeah. We're just putting that out.
It's not a codependent relationship or anything, but
it's just a dependent relationship.
Wholly dependent. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you, Nick, for recommending an angry podcast.
That's okay. Sorry.
Are you though?
He shouldn't be.
Oh, it look, was... I know. I apologized last week already. So
yeah.
I'm kind of in the clear. It's okay.
And Liz.
I never apologize for anything.
Then neither shall I.
Oh,
we'll
no.
be back next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.